A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile?
Drew Hill going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the latest with Zach Edey and the Grizzlies Summer League group, his expectations on Zach Edey. He's the man, of course, who talked to Jason March about him playing in the Summer League. So we'll get the latest from him at 1:25. Goo Goo Dolls tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. Radiance over there live at the Garden. I'm actually going to that concert.
This is
going to
be your first Live at the Garden show this year?
First of the year, yeah. I went last year and saw Brothers Osborne, I think, the last time I went and saw. Have you been to any of this season?
No. I mean, obviously, I'm basically a prisoner that gets to leave his house for 3 hours a day.
You got to pick your choices. Did you do some men trips? You're doing one this weekend, you said?
Yes. No, I don't have much. That is one where I have to just accept it, right?
Like, that's for your brother?
Yeah, it's for his wedding that's coming up. So you got to just accept that one. But the last one I went to, I think, was maybe Lionel Richie back.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, 4 years ago.
Probably, it sounds right. How was Lionel?
He's good.
Running with the night, baby.
He's good, yeah. I mean,
I like Lionel.
He's safe.
Those shows are geared to an audience even older than you, I would guess. They're geared to me. They're geared to a 50-year-old.
I think even older than you, but yes. I mean, I'd say 50 and above for sure.
Like the Goo Goo Dolls, this is what's bananas about playing that damn song. Like when I went here, moved here 20 years ago, like that was a pretty big song, you know, late 90s.
Well, I don't think, I think your 20 years is a little on the conservative side, more like 30.
Yeah, that song is old, 96.
It's more like 30 than 20.
It was a gold record at that point.
Yeah.
Dude. So but that song, the Goo Goo Dolls, are built for a 50-year-old.
Like Train.
Yeah, all those artists. I mean, people ask me about the Buzz. They're like, why did the Buzz come off the air. And I said, because the artists that the Buzz played were The Calling, Nickelback, the Goo Goo Dolls.
That's
and
right.
I said, they all pissed away, bro.
They're gone.
Three Doors Down lasted 5 years, and they were gonzo.
It's interesting, like, the way that...
They're like, why did the radio station fold? You guys sucked. I'm like, nah, never took it personally. Just no more Three Doors Down.
That's right. And that genre, really. I mean, that whole thing...
Had a six-year window.
It disappeared.
Yep, it's called pop alternative. If you listen to Sirius,
exactly.
It's pop rocks now on Sirius. It's a 6 or 7 year window.
Yeah, it was like 95 to like 2002-ish.
It might be. Here's what it might be. It might be 95 to 2005 if you count Dave Matthews and Sheryl Crow in that mix.
Yeah,
but it's thin, bro.
Some may not want to put Dave Matthews in that group, but
he's more jam bandy, so he's lasted longer. But if you know, John Mayer has outlasted the genre, but the alternative groups from it, if you include Nickelback, if you include the Goo Goo Dolls, Train, they're all right there.
I still love alternative.
Oh yeah, it's the 93X, this format.
Like Linkin Park.
Yeah, like Green Day.
Yeah, remember Default.
Oh yeah, I remember Default. Blink 182,
Crossfade,
yeah.
Like all those. I used to love that kind of music.
Pop rock music,
and it just disappeared.
Died.
It just went away. You're right. It was a very quick coming and going.
Yep.
of that era and that genre. And like there are basically when I think about rock, right? Rock is not a. There are no new rock bands.
It's just really the biggest one in the world that happens to be from our town, which is Shinedown. And they've worked. Foo Fighters have worked.
Right.
There's about a handful, about three or four, I think, that still roll it.
And they have their dedicated fans. And
Foo Fighters is probably in the mix. Obviously, Shinedown is wildly popular still and has current records that play on rock stations. But
love Shinedown.
They're
up on Shinedown.
Same.
Been to many Shinedown shows.
They're good.
But, you know, it's a part of, music that, and I guess it's like MTV doesn't exist in that way either, right? Like, it changed.
Yep. Well, somebody on Unsportsmanlike, our morning show that airs before Jeff's show, the ESPN show, pointed out that Nickelback was cool until people started mocking themselves about Nickelback not being cool, right?
Yeah.
And the truth is, Nickelback was perfectly fine doing concerts and making a bunch of money.
Right.
And their music was perfectly fine, but people started looking at themselves in the mirror like, how can we enjoy these Canadians who play this pop rock music? It's cheesy, isn't it?
Weird. It's weird, because they definitely never had any problems from a commercial standpoint. Yet it was like a meme. If you listen to them, it's like, oh, you know, listen to Nickelback.
Here's another one that Harrington and Jeffrey Wright talked about this morning. Pearl Jam's still pretty popular.
Yeah, but
Dark Matter, a new album out.
Aren't they like the jam band-ish? Like,
they would fall into, they have their own Sirius XM channel, so they superseded their genre.
Right.
You know, they're the best. They're one of one in terms of they're the best of the best when it comes to the grunge era.
Yeah, and Saliva, right? Like Saliva was another one of those, you know, our man Jody Scott.
Yep.
They've split off, but like, you know, that time.
That's
what I mean?
Yeah.
Creed
is in the mix. Stained is in there.
Stained, absolutely, bro. Like, I mean, definitely. Hooba Stank.
Stain actually just put out a new record. I heard some of their stuff.
There's no way I would listen to it today.
Yeah, doesn't hit the same.
I think it also has to do with the fact that I'm 33 now, and it's like, maybe there is that genre.
You feel guilty about it?
It just doesn't exist for me.
Well, hip-hop has become the new rock music.
I really think it has. I really feel like it absolutely
has. These people are rock stars.
Like, you know, you start there and then you sort of see you might branch out a little bit like, you know, it kind of feels like the ranking is you do hip-hop, then you do country.
Facts.
That's what it is now.
It's you know, and that's what young people are like. I've pulled it up and I won't do it again, but I remember looking at my Amazon Music account for the songs that Jake listens to. They're not rock songs, they're all hip-hop.
Right. Well, there's just no, you know, I mean, I don't know if you know 21 Pilots, maybe. I don't know who the...
That was big about 4 or 5 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
And they're big alternative.
But by and large, man, you just don't see that kind of music being made anymore.
So
it's kind of a shame.
I won't see it at the Goo Goo Dolls show for tomorrow night.
Unfortunately not. No, I will not be there. Although I do, like, I rock with, you know, you had Iris, Slide.
Yep.
I don't think I can name a third one.
Black Balloon.
Don't know that one.
Better Days?
Don't think I know that one. I know Iris and Slide, though.
Naked was one of their big first hits.
Yeah. I know Train, but that's not Train. Who else is going to be there this year? I'm going to look at the line.
Sam Hunt is going to be there next month.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Sam Hunt's big in the country format. He's got new songs out. He's pretty fresh still.
Yeah, I mean, do they have any brothers?
Who?
We have any brothers coming out there this year? We do not. We have
any brothers?
Yeah, we do not. We have Styx and John Fogerty.
Yeah, they have the classic rock acts.
So John Fogerty.
He pulled it up here.
Sam Hunt and Styx and Foreigner.
Styx and Foreigner, and those will all be big.
Those will do well.
Yeah, those I mean that's where they're hitting. The target market seems to be more Caucasian than.
There's no doubt about that.
And older.
There is no doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean it's Ron Olson.
They're cornering the market.
They've nailed this down.
If you here's the truth, there are three dates. August, well, I'll say two.
Left.
August 9th and September 20th
okay.
are the two dates I'm looking. And every white person in Memphis that you know that's 60 and above will be accounted for.
These are facts.
John Fogerty on August 9th and Styx and Foreigner on September 20th.
Basically, tomorrow night, July 12th, Goo Goo Dolls live at the Garden, it's going to be a Brad Carson festival.
Yeah, it should be. It should be exactly, you know, you'll be able to, you know, where everybody knows your name. Everybody's
years?
Getting together. Hey, how's everything? You know?
There will be a lot of dudes named Brad probably tomorrow night.
I would guess.
You know?
But you know what? Good for them. It should be a good time out at
Radiance
Amphitheater.
The Garden.
Yes.
It looks like good weather. Like, I enjoy vibes of drinking and being out there.
Yes.
And just I like the vibes, regardless of who's playing.
There you go. There you go.
So there you go.
Tomorrow night.
And you will be gambling in Tunica.
Is that tomorrow? Saturday. I'm going Saturday.
Saturday, so, you're doing that.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Watch out for John down there.
Yeah, no, it'll be. I'm having to babysit a bunch of damn kids. That's the other thing.
Hey.
My brother is five, six years younger than I am.
Oh, wow.
So, like, it's very different. You know, I remember being 27.
Yeah.
And I was still pretty vivacious about life.
You still are vivacious.
I am, but I'm less. I mean, I am. I'm less.
You got good energy.
I do, but I don't have as much as I used
energy,
to.
You have young person energy, John.
I used to want to get after it. I used to want to do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do that anymore now. I just cannot.
Well, you got the two kids will drain you.
But the problem is, his group is going to want to do that.
Yeah, they're going to want to get down like that.
They're all 26, 27
years old. Well, you go to the club, not just gamble. You'll
go
to
the club. Is there a club down there?
I would. Maybe I
don't
think
there's a club
that.
Down there.
Is there still a club in Tunica?
I don't think there's a club.
Why didn't you all go to Southland? Southland is the place to be.
Because I kind of wanted to play poker. I mean,
they don't have a poker room over Southland?
Nope.
No kidding.
They don't. Kills me.
That's what they need.
They really
they got everything else.
I mean, they could have, if they wanted to, I mean, they could have really taken a shot at Tunica, but they did not.
It's been a kill shot as it is, bro.
Well, it is, but they don't have a poker room. So, I mean, all that poker room business is
that
stay
right?
There. Yeah.
Damn, I thought Southland had all that crap.
There was rumors when it was being built, you know, in the COVID times that, that they would have one.
Because it's super high end over
there. Oh, no doubt. It's come a long way, man.
It's come
a long way.
If you look at their market share, and this is all from the Memphis Business Journal, like they put a bullet in Tunica.
Well,
like, people just go across the
river.
Well,
it's a little closer. I mean, you know,
it's very close.
It's a little closer than Tunica. Yep. That's just the reality of it.
In that hotel, you know. So.
Yeah.
Well, you'll enjoy yourself in Tunica. I'm not trying to disparage Tunica.
No, I love
Tunica.
Oh, I love Tunica. And you can bet on sports there. I think you can bet on sports in West.
Yeah, you can.
Too.
Yeah.
But summer league going on. You know what I mean? So
yep.
I'll be getting after it there. And every I just don't know what to do with the kids. You know?
So, you know what's funny is Tunica used to have babysitting built in. Like, you'd go to, Harris? Harris had an entertainment complex. It's all shut down now.
Right.
And it was, like, in the middle of that field over by
yep.
the golf course.
Yep.
People are going to think this is insane. Now, my wife would not let me put our child. It's the same age as your kids are now. So, Jake, we're talking 13, 14 years ago. My wife, who was trying to be a prude, she's like, you can't leave Jake at the Harris Funplex for kids. I'm like, the hell I can.
Right.
That's insured. I signed a waiver. And my parents were like, he'll be fine there. And Stacy's like, nah, man, we ain't doing that. I'm like, bro, look, you want to interview the people before we leave? I'll leave him there. I'm fine. Let's go. Let's get a life here.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to do it.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean like my actual kids. I meant like the 25-year-old kids.
I thought you were talking about the two little ones you have.
No, because anybody that's ever done this is going to know exactly what I'm talking about. You ever go to a casino with a bunch of people? They don't know how to gamble.
No sense.
They don't know nothing about nothing.
Yeah, it's 25
year olds. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I had to learn too. I had to learn, you know, I'm by no means like the expert gambler
on
everything.
Pretty good though.
But in terms of table games like that, I don't know.
Do you do
bro.
Blackjack? What do you do?
I mean, I know how to play blackjack. I mean, I tell them these guys are like they'll bring $100, and I'm like, dude, you're gonna last 12 minutes.
You're right.
If you play blackjack, you're gonna last 12 minutes.
So you like going and hitting that poker room and rolling for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours.
The great thing about playing poker is that you could literally sit there.
forever.
You can literally sit there and keep your money.
Fold.
Whatever you want to do, you could never have a hand and just say, I haven't got anything. You know, you could get free drinks. You tip a dollar, you get free drinks. You know, but I don't think any of these guys know how to play Texas Hold'em.
Yeah,
so
that's a problem.
I would just, listen, I don't know if anybody has any advice.
Hit him up on Twitter.
Because I'm in charge of the thing. I'm in charge.
Oh, you are the organizer.
I'm the best man. So the best man is in charge
of the
bachelor
party.
You're
going to have to do some things, John. Like, people need to make suggestions.
I need to know, if anybody has an idea.
For real.
I can only, because I'm not paying for anybody's gambling.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, I'm bringing the money for them.
Not for them.
They got to pay for their own stuff.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
are you doing, a limo or anything down there? Are you all just rolling up
with
your cars?
No, we're not doing a limo to Tunica. Okay. No, we're not, No.
It's not like a bachelorette party?
No, man.
Are you guys having, any entertainment?
I mean, I'm sure we could find some, lot lizards if that's what they want.
Whatever you got to get done.
But I'm not planning on it, Yeah. That's going to be their own volition. I got a room for me. I'm not,
all right.
The folks at Horseshoe are extremely gracious.
Oh, they're the best.
And definitely did a great job hooking us up. So I'm excited about it. It's just, I don't know how I can provide entertainment for them after they lose their money in the first 5 minutes.
It's tough.
You know what I mean?
It's tough.
You guys better go watch some Summer League. you guys better go to the book and watch some Summer League. Because I really don't
know. Can you imagine?
I don't know what to do. Because, like I said,
what's their minimums now for blackjack? I don't mean to grill you on Tunica. I just haven't been down for a while. What's a minimum on a blackjack table?
I think
is it 20?
I don't think it's 20. It might be 20.
You get in for five?
But I think, I don't think fives are gone.
10.
Fives are gone. I think 10 maybe you could find one.
All right.
15, 20.
Man, that's dicey doing 20 back and forth. I know I'm sounding like a prude here.
You bring $100, right?
Which is gone. You can't do that.
First of all, this isn't advice for the group that I'm with. It's advice generally. If you bring $100 to casino, you should just not go.
Right?
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
What do you need nowadays? About $1,000 minimum?
I mean, I mean, if you plan on being there for any amount of time.
For a party like this.
I would say you have to bring $1,000.
Yeah, that's so.
And now you don't have to spend that $1,000.
No, you can kind of manage it.
Yeah, but understand, if you want to have a good time.
Yeah.
And.
Well, when the minimums are $20.
Right. I mean, what do you think? I don't plan to play blackjack. I might, get a wild hair in me and do something, but that is not really my intention.
You do craps?
I mean, I have. It's not, again,
that
my favorite thing
either.
To do.
You like that poker action.
Yeah, you can play the ultimate Texas Hold'em.
Yep.
That's a little confusing for people, though.
Yeah.
So if anybody has advice on how to, entertain this group.
At John Martin 92.9.
Yeah, I need to know because I've been on a bachelor party. I've had a bachelor party. I've never been in charge of one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the part of it that I'm struggling with here. And I'm like, how are you going to ask a 33-year-old father of two to do the bachelor party? Now, that's just the way it goes. That's your tradition.
Yeah, are you the best man in the
wedding?
I'm
the best man. It's my brother.
Yeah,
so it's like, it's not like he asked me to do it and I'm honored to do it, right?
Yeah,
it's my brother, But I'm old now. I'm old, dude. I'm 33.
You're going to get pissy if they run out of money and, you're just sitting there looking at each other and you're in a poker room.
I'm perpetually disappointed at my brother. I'm just perpetually pissed off at him, even if he doesn't do anything.
Right.
I'm just pissed off at
him. Part of it.
You know what I mean? So I'm already mad at him. As far as the rest go, they're kind of on their own. That's kind of my feeling is, if you come here, you lose your money, you want to go home, you go home. I'm not. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
I'm not.
It's on you.
I'm not your babysitter.
Right.
You know what I mean?
How much you will end up loaning somebody money?
No chance. Absolutely not happening.
They'll go to Daddy Warbucks over here.
Not happening.
And they're gonna go. Listen, man, I had no idea it was gonna be $20 minimums. I had $200 in my pocket.
That's actually a good thing. You know what? That's a good idea. That you just made a suggestion without suggesting something. I should text the group and I should say,
"What do you? Yeah.
Here's what you need to bring.
Here's your bankroll,
right,
bro?
If you plan to do this, you need to bring this,
right?
If you plan, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna text them tomorrow. I'm gonna say, "Hey, looking forward to it.
Pony up, yeah. Bring some dough.
I'm gonna say, I am not loaning money.
No money.
I am not doing anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are there, acting as your own entity.
Yep. Yep.
So I think that's actually a good boundary to set.
Horseshoe Steakhouse. They have a.
They do.
I hit that.
And I think I have a celebration dinner because I play so much on the Caesar Sports.
Oh, you got some comps.
So I think
Jack Binion's, right?
Yeah, I could maybe get a reservation there. I'm not sure, but it's an option.
You'll have a good time.
That's the thing. When I got married, I was 25, 26.
Yep. And you've been married 8 years?
Seven, yeah.
Son of a bum.
So I was 26 when I got married, and I was 25, I think, when I went on my bachelor party.
Yep.
And I remember, like, you know, I mean, that was outrageous.
Yeah.
That was outrageous. Like, the things that we did on that trip, I cannot fathom doing today, right? And those, that's the age group that
yeah.
I'm dealing
yeah,
with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It makes a big difference. 7 years makes a damn big difference.
Mid-20s versus 30s, bro. It's different.
Oh.
These guys are wired different.
I'm not complaining.
No, it's good.
It's just like you got to understand where I'm at with
it. I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, can you imagine being 33 years old and, you know, a 20-year-old bachelor party? I mean,
it's exhausting. No, like, it's exhausting.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But we'll make the best of it. We'll have
between dinner and make sure they got plenty of money, you'll
yeah,
be fine.
Exactly right. All right, we'll come back. Drew Hill's going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him. He's out there in Vegas for Summer League. We'll get his thoughts on Zach Edey, whether or not we see him, the rest of the group, Gigi Jackson. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.5.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
ESPN. Drew Hill covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. He's been out there in Salt Lake, and now he is in Las Vegas getting ready for the Las Vegas Summer League. And he joins us every Thursday, and he joins us now. Drew, man, first of all, brother, congrats, man. You have been kicking ass this week out there talking to David Jones, getting the news there from Jason March. So I just wanted to let you know so that you could hear it. You're doing a great job, man. Appreciate the time. What's up?
Yeah, what's up? I actually, if we're being honest, I don't think I've done that great of a job yet. I think I have a lot of good content on the way, but it's been being saved, right? You know, you spend a lot of time talking to these guys out here and you're wanting to get to know the new players, but it's being saved. But it's coming. It's all coming soon, I promise. But yeah, other than that, it's mostly just been the David Jones updates, the Zach Edey injury stuff, Zach Edey's first game. But there's been a lot of fun moments, man. Who knew? We dang near had three instant classic summer league games right at the beginning. I mean, it was pretty fun to be a part of. Fun to be there and see all the action.
So you went straight from Salt Lake to Vegas?
Yep, this morning.
All right, and how long are you there for?
I am here until the 18th. So
several
more days. It's a long time, but we have a lot of storylines. Like, I know my wife is definitely not thrilled that I'm going to be gone for this long, but like, we do have a lot of storylines. I think there's potential we could get roster news while I'm out here. There's potential, you know, there's features to be done on a lot of these new players. Zach Edey, I'm writing about him today. I'm hoping that something comes out pretty soon on him. G.G. Jackson obviously is a big part of his team. Jalen Wells has a really, really fascinating story as well that I'm excited to tell. And so there's a lot of pieces to this, and I'm pretty fired up to get to tell those stories and be a part of it. But yeah, this is going to be a really long trip. This is a long time to be on the road.
Man,
I actually came from Florida. So I went to go to I hung out with my parents on the holiday and spent a week in Florida. And then I traveled to Salt Lake City for 4 nights. And then I'm coming to Vegas for like 7 nights. So I'm going to be on the road for a solid whole month.
Something, brother. That is something. All right, you got the story yesterday. You talked to Jason March about Zach Edey's availability or maybe lack thereof in the Las Vegas Summer League. Just talking to him, getting the sense from what you're hearing, if you were handicapping it, what would you put the odds of us seeing Zach Edey play again this summer at?
70%.
Okay.
I think we're going to see Zach Edey again. I don't know if we're going to see him on Friday, excuse me. I don't know if we'll see him then. It's not a severe injury at all. Like, there's no walking boot. He's not shut down. Like, I've heard that from several people. He is not shut down. Zach Edey has not been shut down for the summer, at least not yet. Now, they could eventually make that decision if
his
ankle's still sore 3 days from now, so I don't want people to come back and say, you said he wasn't shut down. But, like, he's not. And he was walking around fine, getting around fine yesterday. And so, for all those reasons, I would expect we'll see him again. And honestly, if you don't play him on Friday, like, they're going to have a really long break in between. Like, dang near a whole week. You would think the ankle's going to be fine at that point. But, I mean, why, as you tweeted, like, why would you risk it at all? Just be super, super careful. He's going to be a really important piece to your team. As I said yesterday, you don't want another Steven Adams situation. And I would rather us all be saying, here we go again with the injuries during summer league than during the regular season. So,
right, because it's like, to me, it's like you're going to do like an analysis, right? You're going to do like a risk analysis of this, and it's just like there's quite literally nothing to be gained by Zach Edey playing because he's not going to play a big man that's better than Walker Kessler, that's more proven than Walker Kessler, and he put up 14 and 15 against him. So, like, what do we really need to see from him this summer at this point, given that that's his one and only effort?
Yeah, remember Walker Kessler was the guy that the Grizzlies were supposed to trade for, John. Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah, and Zach Edey outplayed him. I think there's a toughness factor there. Yeah. I'm not big on the Walker Kessler idea. I guess. Because
he's an Auburn guy.
That's definitely part of it. Yeah, good on you. I wasn't even thinking about that, but I was probably subconsciously thinking about that. And you're right, he is an Auburn guy. So that's reason number one. And reason number two is I think Zach Edey's just got more toughness to him. And so I liked it. I liked that he was going right at Walker Kessler. You know, I will give up a little bit of what I'm writing And I did ask Zach about just the idea of him trash talking and kind of being an enforcer and playing in that sort of way, just because he obviously shares a lot of, he would share a lot of characteristics with guys like John Morant and Desmond Bane in that way, if he does indeed, you know, play with that kind of fire. And he loves that. Like, that's a big part of his game. He loves that element of it. He's highly competitive. You know, two things that you constantly have heard so far with the rookies. It's that both Zach Edey and Cam Spencer are a little crazy. Mm. But, like, kind of in a good way crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and Edey, like, the Edey has moved better than they thought he moved when they were, you know, evaluating him. So, like, he's – the question was, is he going to be able to move his feet? Like, they feel like he's answered that pretty well so far from what I've been able to gather. Like, he's moved even better than they maybe even anticipated. And Cam Spencer's a dog. Now, Jalen Wells is, you know, he played very good in the second game too. Obviously, there's potential there as well. But that's just what has come up the most, I think, is like Zach Edey and Cam Spencer are a little crazy. And Zach Edey moves maybe even better than we thought.
Yeah, I would say like that. Those things are sort of they would align with how I'm feeling too. On Cam, I know that you know when you watch him out there on the court, and he didn't play yesterday, obviously. But when you watch him, like one of the things you immediately notice is he is small. He is small, and maybe a little smaller than I thought. But he is he produces, right? He just makes plays. He makes shots, and I just wonder like, how do you sort of balance maybe the uphill battle he's going to have from a physical standpoint to being a contributor versus, like, the things that he is actually doing, even at his size? Like, how do you sort of balance those two things?
Yeah, it's hard. But honestly, I don't think that's not the challenge right now. Like, the challenge right now with Cam for them is getting him to play their style. It is different than what Danny Hurley played at UConn, and Cam has so much energy. Like, I think this is kind of what you're getting to is like, just, he just plays with so much energy, mm-hmm. That he's going to produce, and that's great. And the Grizzlies like that. They don't want to take that away from him. The fact that he plays with all that energy, but he almost plays with so much energy that he's moving so much out there that he, in a few instances in those first three games, kind of messed up the team's spacing and like kind of didn't really do what he was supposed to be doing. But it's from a good place, right? It's like he's trying to make a play. He's just constantly moving. He's constantly hip-checking guys off the ball, doing everything he can to just kind of be a maniac out there. And you love that. You like that. You don't want to take that away from him, but you've got to find a way to make that work within the concepts. And so that's kind of where it starts with Cam Spencer right now, is they're trying to figure out a way to like, okay, you've got all this energy. Like, even though you are a little bit undersized, you still find a way to produce. And we love that. That's great. It's, you know, you're going to be productive just based on how hard you play. But we've got to find a way to make you play really hard, but also within our system so we can be successful as a team and a unit. So we'll see what happens with him. But he has impressed. I can say that. He has definitely impressed so far.
Talking to Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphis. He'll be out there all week long for the Las Vegas Summer League. GG Jackson did not play in the second game of the Utah Summer League, but certainly had a much better day from the floor yesterday. 7 of 14, 3 of 7 from 3, which was good to see because his game one performance from a shooting perspective was just absolutely disastrous. But it was more about sort of maybe the habits that he was showing that he didn't seem to show as much last night. But is that sort of just going to be, you think, Drew, the GG experience, where it's going to there are going to be highs and there are going to be lows? And I guess the question is, are those highs and lows going to happen in Memphis, or are they going to happen in South Haven more this year?
I mean, I think GG's going to get a chance to play in Memphis. There's a few keys here, and he is being treated a little differently maybe than some other players at Summer League. They want everybody to shoot the ball with confidence, right? And we have seen GG shot the ball really well last year. Was pretty streaky from three, but did shoot the ball overall well. But they don't need to see Gigi take a ton of shots. Like, that's just not – they know that Gigi can score, right? So this summer league is more about Gigi proving he can play defensively a role on the team, because he's going to have to if he's going to stay on the court with the Grizzlies when they're healthy. And can he put the ball on the deck and make passes to his teammates? And so I think he got away from that a little bit when he took 20 shots in the first game, right? Like, it was clearly he got away from it a little bit on that one. But then the second game, you saw him come back and he was a little bit better. He tried to put the ball on the deck. He turned the ball over a little bit too much. And I talked to Gigi after the game, and look, he understands that these expectations have been set really, really high for him, and he doesn't damper them, right? Like, he's not telling Grizzlies fans to relax on the whole, you know, Gigi Jackson, you can print his Hall of Fame ticket right now, you know? Like, he doesn't necessarily tell people to dial it back, because he has the same sort of expectations for himself. But I think he would tell you he wasn't good enough in Salt Lake City, and he wants to be a lot better than that and prove that he's a lot better than that. In fact, that is what he told me and wrote about it a little bit this morning. He knows he can play a lot better in Vegas. He expects that he will play a lot better in Vegas. He did kind of admit that it's taking him a little bit longer to sort of find a flow and be comfortable like he was at the end of the regular season. Like, he didn't want to use it as an excuse, because he thought he should have just jumped right into summer league and been awesome right away. But he knows that that wasn't exactly the case. And so he's still trying to find his footing a little bit, but he's still very confident. He'll play really well in Vegas. It's just that he has definitely not lived up to what his expectations were for himself and what everyone else's expectations were through two games. Now, it's two games. There's a lot more games to go. He's still got a lot of time here to play well. But yeah, Gigi, I still think he's a good player. I still think he has a bright future. He just had a little bit of a rough go in Salt Lake City. Two games that weren't at his best.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation for him, because there's probably not another 19-year-old in the NBA that's in a good situation that gets this much attention, right? Like, I think that's the, you know, I mean, maybe there is, and I'm missing them, but, you know, in terms of guys that are in actually good situations, it's vets. It's, you know, players that have been there for a long time, and just the function of last year and how off the rails it got, it did allow a guy that, I mean, they did not expect Gigi drafting him second round to come in and do what he did last year. There's just no way they expected that to happen. And it did. But now the timelines are kind of like colliding a little bit. And so I think I sympathize a little bit, because you gave him the entire green light last year because it didn't matter. You're like, you might as well, right? So you go from that to now you're asking him to do something completely different and to function within the context and the framework of a veteran offense that expects to win. And that is, you know, I will give him a little grace, you know, for a 19-year-old, that's a very, that has nothing to do with his first game in summer league, but I'm just saying his challenge this year, you know, that is a tough thing to adjust to.
Yeah, it's like, it's why it drives me a little crazy when, like, people get frustrated if you say, like, you know, maybe we need to dial back the hype a little bit, you know, maybe it needs to just be slightly dialed back. Because, you know, the stats that we do see are like him getting compared to LeBron and Kobe, right? You know, like, as the youngest players to do whatever since whatever, you know, like, those are all the stats that we've gotten. But I think it comes from a place of just wanting to be fair to the kid.
Yeah.
Because it's such a hard thing to do, particularly at his age. And he did play extremely well for the Grizzlies last year. And it's not like meant to take any credit away from what he has accomplished, because he's been great. Like, I don't know what else you could ask for. You know, that was a pick where they took a chance on him, right? He was not a lottery pick. He was a second round draft pick. And then they gave him a full contract, like, quickly, right? They moved him to a standard deal very, very quickly. And so, you know, I just think it's more fair to the kid to allow him some time to develop and find that role. And like, I talked to him about that too. The first morning that I got to Salt Lake City, I talked to him about that. And he said, you know, they don't want to take me away as a scorer. Like, they still want me to go be a scorer, and that's great, but it is going to be more corner threes, and they are going to ask him to defend more. And he said, I'm a pro now, and so I have to just do what they ask of me. You know, yep. I have to do what they ask me to do. That's part of being a professional. And if they're asking me to pass the ball more, to shoot from the corner, and to defend at a higher level, then that's what I'm going to work on and try to get better doing. And so, like, it seems like Gigi's head's in a great place, in the right place. But just, like, let's try to be fair to the kid and remember mm-hmm. that he's 19 years old and that yep. we can't just – you know, set him ablaze with all these expectations and go too far with it. Like, let's give him a chance to have some learning opportunities. And I think that's kind of the way that the Grizzlies, you know, feel about it. They want him to be patient with him and give him a chance to really grow into a role.
Yeah. And it's just like anything else, right? Like success, right, is often, it does not happen in a straight line. You know what I mean? It very rarely does. Like I use this example all the time, but just from a team standpoint, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, were hitting their heads against the ceiling year after year after year. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they got eliminated in the first round, and they, you know, get eliminated in the second round, and then they finally break through. They win a title, right? But there was a dialing back before there was a, you know, breaking through. Like, that happens, you know, in the NBA quite a bit. It's happening with the Grizzlies, you know. It happened with the Warriors. The Warriors had that weird year where everybody got hurt, and they were a play-in team, and they had the number two pick, and the next year they win the championship, you know, a couple years later they win the championship again. So it's just like, you know, it often is not, it's not just straightforward, you know, player development, team success, like, it's not straightforward. And there are always things that, you know, that can happen and that do happen that are out of your control that are going to impact those timelines.
Yep. Yeah, no, I think you nailed it. Like, and that's also something that Zach Kleiman, you know, has said almost after the conclusion of every season, right? Is like, success is never linear. It's like never linear in the NBA. You don't just, and it started that way for Memphis, right? Until last year.
Right.
And last year was like, from a team standpoint, a step back. But that also applies to individual players, you know? Ja got on a rocket ship to begin his career, right? You know, like, yep. he just ascended so quickly to being one of the faces of the league. And then, you know, obviously had the injury happen, the suspension happen. And like, now look at the way that people are talking about him. It's almost they've forgotten how great he really is as a basketball player. And just, that's a guy that scores 30 plus in the playoffs, like, with relative ease, right? Is like an incredible basketball player. But like, that's because we are all victims of the moment, right? We are just victims of recency bias, and it just happens so much in the NBA that it can be a little frustrating. And like, yeah, Gigi closed the season super strong, but let's not use that as a reason to set the expectations too high to where he's not even able to reach it, because I don't think that would be fair to him.
Exactly. Last, before we let you go, from what you've seen, does it look like Coach Saban's enjoying retirement?
What's he doing today? Is there something on social media?
I mean, he's got like the, you know, the beard going, you know, he's kind of just letting it hang loose, man. He just seems like he's, you know, he's comfortable with the decision.
I'm very excited about a couple things. One, I'm very excited to watch Nick Saban on game day, because he's going to be so good, because he's got that dry humor. You know, I think he's going to be great on TV, honestly.
Yeah.
And so I think he's going to be a great ad. So I'm looking forward to watching Saban on game day. And then, you know, I don't know how great Alabama will be this particular season just because they're having to overhaul. But, like, dude, the recruiting has not dropped off at all. Like, Kalen DeBoer, there were questions, does this guy have enough ties in the South? Is he going to be able to recruit? That is not a problem, because Alabama is just hauling in these blue chip prospects, and they are going to continue to do so. Might finish with the number one class. So, you know, the different coach, same result on the recruiting trail. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what he can do with a roster that maybe isn't quite as good as the rosters he may have in the future, just because of the turnover.
Right.
So it'll be interesting. Alabama will definitely be an interesting team. I don't know if they're going to be a top three SEC team, but it'll be fascinating, because if he coaches them up, and then you look down the line and go, oh, wait, and he's hauling in number one recruiting classes, then I think that it becomes scary hours again. But we'll see what happens.
I'll miss Nick. I mean, I think that's one of the things about sports is that you just get so used to greatness being there, and then one day it's not. Like, even the Buccaneers version of Tom Brady was just amazing to watch, you know, and then he leaves, and it's just – it's the NFL is thriving, you know, the arrivals of guys like C.J. Stroud and – you know, maybe someday Anthony Richardson, like the quarterback position is just fine. But it's like, you know, you miss Tom. Even though he's there in the booth, just like Nick's going to be there in the booth, it's just not the same, brother. You know, the greatness is missed.
Yeah, it will be. It definitely will be. I don't know if it's going to be missed by other teams in the SEC.
They love it. They can't wait.
By us,
yeah, no question. Hey, enjoy Vegas, man. Hope you get back in one piece. Appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, thanks, John.
He is Drew Hill. Covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. Yeah, I mean, I know we haven't talked a lot about college football yet, but it is going to be here soon enough, and it will not include Nick Saban on the sideline, which is just very weird.
I think it sounds like you're with me that I realize these recruiting classes are amazing. Everybody's bragging about Alabama's recruiting class not dropping off. I got to see it to believe it without Nick Saban.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, I mean, I can't. I mean, I know that Kalen DeBoer did a great job at Washington, and I know that he's probably, from an X's and O's standpoint, you know, very good.
Everybody says he's like a board wizard from the NAI, you know, like all these different conferences and low level. He's never lost.
His rise is undeniable. So he obviously is a fantastic coach.
Right.
But the SEC is different.
Right. Ole Miss is good this year.
Ole Miss is very good.
Texas is in the conference now, Oklahoma. I mean, it's going to be a tough deal.
Yeah, man. It's not the Pac-12.
No. You know? No, it's not.
It is. It's just like, I mean, you got Texas, like you said, with Quinn Ewers. You know, you got Tennessee's going to be.
Tennessee will be back.
Georgia, obviously, is, you know, ridiculous.
Right?
And they're hungry.
Right.
You know, they got Carson Beck.
Hugh's got to win it at Auburn now if he wants to stick, you know. Like,
yeah, Auburn,
figure it out.
I mean, every single week, man, there's the only bye you get is Vandy.
That's it.
That's just that. You get that.
One.
But, yeah,
I don't know what Kentucky's got, but, man, you know, Mississippi State, Kentucky probably down a little bit. But other than that, thin.
Yeah, man, and those teams can beat you. And LSU obviously is replacing Jaden Daniels, but
that's right.
I mean, it's still Brian Kelly and his recruiting prowess.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually most excited about Memphis. I know, you know, there are a lot of SEC fans who follow both programs of their team, and then they've got Memphis in their back pocket. Like, I just think Memphis is the most exciting thing I've got in my repertoire right now.
They got a chance. They got a chance, you know?
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for in this day and age, man, is just to have a chance at the table. And I think Memphis absolutely does have that. Who is LSU's quarterback going to be this year? Do we know?
I don't know.
I should know that, but I don't know that.
Garrett Neusmeyer?
He's the guy?
They have a quarterback, like a competition going on right now.
Who's the other?
There has to be
AJ Swan is the transfer they added. So I don't know if it's him, but
Neusmeyer, he redshirted in 21, and I guess they got a competition, but it's between those guys.
AJ Swan and Neusmeyer.
Neusmeyer.
Okay. And it's a Vandy quarterback, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen those before. Mississippi State has one, and all he could do is run. He can't even throw the ball. You know, like these guys from Vanderbilt.
I'm surprised LSU doesn't have a better option at QB.
You would think with off the heels of Jaden Daniels that they have one in your back pocket. The problem is you can buy them for a year now. Like, look at what Florida State did. You know, Uiagalelei is going to come in and just Brock Glenn.
Yep.
I bet you Brock Glenn will transfer to a Memphis or something after it's all said and done. Like, because what happens? You get recruited over, and they just buy a quarterback for the year.
You never know, man. You truly do not know. So
I'm surprised LSU hasn't done that.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Neusmeyer
should be a fun year of college football, even if we got to settle for Nick in the booth and not the sideline.
Right.
We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John on Eastern FM, ESPN. The career is my estate when you win your prime. Now it's a great time to go over to Wing Guru. Go see our man Billy Richmond. Show some love to Billy Richmond out at the Wing Guru. Best wings in Memphis. Best wings in the world. They got party wings. They got whole wings. They got boneless wings. My wife goes with the Guru Gold.
Mm.
That's her go-to. Mine is the garlic sriracha. So you can split up the sort of Martin household order, get the Guru Gold half garlic sriracha. I don't think you'll be disappointed, but they got all kinds. They got the Can't Catch Cow. They got Triple J. any flavor that you could possibly imagine. And they're available, you know, on your door-to-door apps, right? Mm-hmm. Like your Uber Eats, your Grubhubs, your DoorDashes. You can get Wing Guru wherever you are in Memphis. It's the Wing Guru. Get over there and tell Billy Richmond, Jason and John sent you. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Summer League will resume / kick off tomorrow. The Vegas will kick off tomorrow, but it does not sound as though anybody expects Zach E to play in that one.
5 o'clock against the Kings local time here, it looks like.
There you go. So 5 o'clock local time here. Yeah. But it sounds like if Zach E's going to play, it'll be that second game on Saturday. I hope it happens. I enjoy seeing the big fella play.
Yeah.
But I would also totally like a support, a decision to not play him by the Grizzlies. So it's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Calkins. Thanks to Trista Crick. And thanks to Drew Hill for joining us on the show today. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Trying to fam ESPN. The charisma state when you in your prime. Now it's a great time to go over to Wing Guru. Go see our man Billy Richmond. Show some love to Billy Richmond out at the Wing Guru. Best wings in Memphis. Best wings in the world. They got party wings. They got whole wings. They got boneless wings. My wife goes with the Guru Gold. That's her go-to. Mine is the garlic sriracha. So you can split up the sort of Martin household order. Get the Guru Gold half. Half garlic sriracha. I don't think you'll be disappointed, but they got all kinds. They got the Can't Catch Cow. They got Triple J. Any flavor that you could possibly imagine. And they're available, you know, on your door-to-door apps, right? Mm-hmm. Like your Uber Eats, your Grubhubs, your DoorDashes. You can get Wing Guru wherever you are in Memphis. It's the Wing Guru. Get over there and tell Billy Richmond, Jason and John sent you. We're back. Jason and John on Detroit FM, ESPN. Summer League will resume slash kick off tomorrow. The Vegas will kick off tomorrow, but it does not sound as though anybody expects Zach E. to play in that one.
5 o'clock against the Kings local time here, it looks like.
There you go. So 5 o'clock local time here. Right. But it sounds like if Zach E. is going to play, it'll be that second game on Saturday. So, hey, I hope it happens. I enjoy seeing the big fella play.
Yeah.
But I would also totally like a support, a decision to not play him by the Grizzlies. So it's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Calkins. Thanks to Trista Crick. And thanks to Drew Hill for joining us on the show today. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.